Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on the 7th of August, 2010, we have, I don't know if we still have Ken. Okay, Ken dropped. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to John in Massachusetts. John, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Darren?
Well, a lot, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to promote a very good website. It's called healthwise.org, but the wise is called spelled W-Y-Z-E.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what would I find if I went to healthwise.org?
Oh, you'd find a lot of great stuff. And one of the things you'd find is... a couple of people mentioned vitamins, and
yeah.
I would agree that vitamins are very important. But one of the things you'd find on this website is, and I'm sure you guys know about it. You know, it's not a secret. There's a lot of inferior, a lot of real bad vitamins, and what the people that are against us do, they tell people, oh, you know, vitamins are useless. They're, you know, you just you know, eliminate them, and they're you know, poor quality. I mean, you know, they're useless. But that's a straw man argument, because what they're doing is they're giving these lousy vitamins, and then they'll broad brush the whole vitamins by just saying that they're totally useless, and that's because they've created a lot of these worthless vitamins. So you got to be careful when you're there's a really good piece on this website about. You know, it's called Fake Chemical Vitamins, How to Know If Your Vitamins Are Real and Effective. But it's got tons of really good stuff. I mean, and one article here that made me laugh is called Even the Chinese Declare American Food Unfit for Human Consumption. You'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, that's really funny, coming from a country that raises its fish in raw sewage.
Right,
and
right.
Adds dangerous chemicals to make up for the fact that they raise their fish in raw sewage.
Yeah, I think you'd really like this the only thing that I maybe I don't know if you could weigh in on this, but are you familiar with Jennifer Lake?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you do a search for her, she's really, really good, and you might consider having her as a guest sometime, because she's actually got two websites out there. And the reason why I bring her up in relationship to this HealthWise group is that she has a thing on her. Well, she's got two websites, like I said. But anyway, on one of the websites, she is really worried about people like us on our side taking silver supplements, like colloidal silver supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she thinks it's a conspiracy to get people, you know, because she's really against it. But I know on this HealthWise site, which is pretty...
Okay, listen, I got to take a break. Hold on, Jeff. And also, we have Mark in Texas on the line as well. We'll get to you, Mark, after the break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I want to thank Nancy for sending me the status of the bill. Unfortunately, the links didn't work for the bill. Apparently, the website, govtrack.us, is down for maintenance. Isn't that convenient? But I did do my own search, and now there's on S510, the caller mentioned that earlier, that's the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act. It was introduced in 2009. The last major action on this, according to the Thomas search engine, which is a part of the Library of Congress, was on December 18th, apparently. So all throughout 2009. So thankfully, it doesn't look like any other major action has happened on this bill. But, you know, there are probably other bills as well, and certainly there are bills that control water, and you can't have food without water. So anyway, the CLEAR Act comes to mind. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, thanks for holding on. What else were you going to say?
Yeah, Darren, no problem. It's John, but I just, oh, yeah, I was... Yeah, no problem. No, the thing is, I was going to say with just Jennifer Lake, she's a great researcher. You know, if you go to her site, jenniferlake.wordpress.com, I'm pretty sure you'll be impressed. She's been on RBN shows. Rick Adams has had her on as a guest. She's awesome. So the only thing that, you know, confused me about health-wise, it's a great site, but the whole thing about, I mean, people have different opinions, but this whole thing on silver, you know, colloidal silver, and so they have a difference of opinion. But other than that, I think that one of the things that you'll like about health-wise is there's also a great piece about these new mercury-laced new light bulbs that they're mandating.
Yes.
And the fact that they actually, it's a great piece because the fact that they have mercury in them is according to this guy, that he's one of the guys that runs HealthWise, is like just the tip of the iceberg, and it's really, it's pretty intricate, it's pretty technical. You know, I don't know, a lot of people, this guy that runs HealthWise, I think, is an electrical engineer, and he goes into the details of how really bad it is. It's kind of creates a force field, and it's a good website. And another one, while I'm at it, I might as well throw out VigilantCitizen.com. That's a good website too. So I'll just throw out some good blogs for you guys. And maybe how do I contact you? Do I through email on your website?
Yeah, you can do it through email.
The email
address is radio@governamerica.com.
Yeah, I'll email you with some other information. And thanks a lot. And great show. I
appreciate that.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Also, for those that don't have internet, I am aware that we have people listening on satellite. There are micro stations, and you know, people that occasionally we hear from that listen on the radio. Not everyone has internet access. If you want my postal address, snail mail as they call it these days, is Darren Weeks, P.O. Box 368, Parma, with a P as in Paul, Parma, P-A-R-M-A, Michigan, 49269. Once again, that's P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan, 49269, if you don't have email access. Anyway, let's go back and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, good morning.
Darren, what a lineup of great callers this morning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing, there's a way that folks can listen on this telephone, too. That information is up on the website, and I basically set that up for my father because he listens to the show down in Alabama where he lives. And that's one comment that he made to me, Mark, is, man, you got some really educated callers to your show. So that's really, people, you know, RBN listeners are very well educated. And we're great. It's a great thing.
Today's been exceptional, as always.
Thanks.
Darren, we've got there's a parabolic rise in gout, too, people afflicted with gout. I think that's going. You're going to see the cut down a meat intake right there. But anyway, that's beside the point. Darren, there's legislation being pushed right now, partly by the Corn Growers Association of America. I'm sure there's other that can be listed, Monsanto, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, they're trying to legislate. Right now, there's a limit to the amount of ethanol that can be put into our gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to push it up the percentage. They're trying to push it to 20%. Darren, this is going to destroy our motors. It's, you know, if you've got, let's say, a flex fuel vehicle, you're all right. But let's say you have a lawnmower, an edger. How about an electric generator that runs off of gas? There's one solution. It's going to go through. I guarantee it's going to pass. It's going to go through. I mean, they did the MTBE. They did the same thing with that, destroyed the groundwater. I frankly don't think they care. Here's the thing you could do. You need to start looking out right now, everybody, for gas stations that have a high volume of gas sales. That's where you need to buy your gas.
You know, Mark, one thing that really comes to mind as you talk about this is that I have seen lately, and it may just be the economy, but I have seen an unbelievable number of petrol stations going out of business. Are you seeing that in your area as well?
We saw it a few years ago when they came out and they condemned, this has been back in the 80s, remember when they condemned the underground tanks?
Mm-hmm.
And they had to come out and retrofit, a lot of them couldn't afford to do it because that was extremely expensive.
Sure.
You know, that's just not a drop in the bucket. You're talking major concrete work and everything. But yeah, I have seen quite a few go out of business, and where there used to be four on the corner, now you're lucky if you find two.
Mm-hmm.
So that is true. I see that also. But, guys, you're going to have to really start looking now. And just through through the limiting the gas stations could help this too, and I really hate to say that because I love competition. But you have to find a gas station with high volume. If you don't, and they don't have a large turnover in that tank, you could be receiving 40% ethanol and not even know it.
Okay? You know, are they mandating this now for all fuels?
It's I don't believe it's in diesel. I'm pretty sure it's just in, you know, leaded, unleaded, super unleaded.
Okay, because I wasn't aware that they were already putting ethanol in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And if they could get this percentage, you know, bumped up, which, like I say, it's inching its way through the legislative process right now.
Yeah.
It's probably being lobbied like crazy. If they could pull this through, we're going to start seeing more problems. So, like I say, make sure you get a high-volume gas station on your list of things to do.
Mark, the thing about ethanol is it's not even a business model that makes sense. I mean, it would have never got as far as it has gotten, and it certainly doesn't help the farmers. What it really helps is the multinational corporation farming outfits.
Yeah.
But this is not something that will even be a business model that would have lasted had it not been for the federal subsidies. Federal government is paying for all this stuff, and so once again we have the consolidation of power into the hands of a few people.
Not to mention that it's it's taken away a source of food.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless you, Darren. That's all I got.
All right, appreciate it, Mark. All right, let's move on here, folks. Lots of good callers. I really appreciate this, and I appreciate the directions for solutions, because this is what people are looking for. And I want, in the way of solutions, you know, if you want to keep this network on the air, then I urge you to please support it. Folks, RBN is having a pledge drive. Anyone who's willing to donate or can donate, you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday. The business hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. And after hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Now, they have the RBN business cards. 100, you can get 100 of them for $10. And they throw in free shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. I've talked about leaving these things in books at the library, public restrooms, and various other places where you go. Leave behind these things like the church people used to do the Bible tracts. This is a way to get the truth out to as many people as we can. We have a growing audience, folks, and we have a growing movement, really, of patriot people. Now, not all of them are on the same page, and there are infiltrators among any crowd that tries to do good. There are people that go in to try to disrupt. But, you know, the vast majority of the people are just looking for some kind of answer, something that they can do to make a difference, because everyone, I mean, you'd have to be blind out of one eye and couldn't see out of the other to not realize what's going on today. I mean, when the government is fighting at every step of the way, any personal solution, any state solution to the immigration/migration problem, to the financial situation. I mean, people are watching their checks disappear as we're funding various measures overseas. The Taliban, finding them jobs. Vicki Davis, and in fact, hopefully we'll have time to talk about it if I don't ramble on too long. But she just uncovered the fact that we are funding Asian jobs right now. We are training IT people in Asian countries right now, ladies and gentlemen, through the United States Agency for International Development. This is going on right now, and people see this stuff. When they see this in the news, they get angry, more and more angry. And so this is why it's important for RBN to be there, to channel that anger into a certain area, to hopefully roll up people's sleeves, get their sleeves rolled up and get to work, and getting this back. And we won't get it back overnight. We didn't get here overnight. But the solutions that are being brought out on today's show, as well as other measures in the future, can go a long way toward that direction. All right, I got a lot of information to cover. I'm out of phone calls, so we'll cover it on the other side of the break. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
When you turn and find that you're all alone, and the velvet wall the night moves in wraps around you like a wall of stone, just when your final prayer has flown,
love will get there.
When a mother's touch is far away, you close your eyes and you hear a voice whispering, it'll be okay. Just hold on for one more day.
Love will get there.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue here, we see from the Salt Lake Tribune, actually the Associated Press, Nevada ranchers oppose natural gas pipeline deal. More and more we're seeing the land be put off limits to farming and ranching. We've talked a lot about that earlier in the show as well as in the past. Here's another example of it. They're getting more and more. In fact, Cassandra Anderson, who I plan on getting as a guest on the show, she has had a map, and I want to get a copy of that map and put it up on the website because it demonstrates just how much federal land is owned by the federal government. And without being able to have grazing rights on the federal property, the federal land, which they have no business owning in the first place, but they do. without ranchers being able to graze their cattle and other animals on the, on that land, they're not going to be able to have a place adequate enough for the cattle to eat. And this is a big problem out west. And it's just astounding how much property has been swallowed up by the feds. So with that as background, the Associated Press reports, Nevada ranchers concerned about the potential impact on livestock grazing are upset about a deal between the builder of a 680-mile natural gas pipeline and two environmental groups that have agreed to drop their opposition to the project stretching from Oregon to Wyoming. El Paso Corporation agreed earlier this month to contribute $20 million over the next 10 years toward conservation efforts in the pipeline corridor to be overseen by the Idaho-based Western Watersheds Project and Oregon Natural Desert Foundation. Both groups have indicated that they intend to use some of the money to buy out grazing permits from willing sellers on federal land and with the intention of permanently retiring the permits. Did you hear that? They're going to buy out grazing permits from willing sellers. And what happens if you're not a willing seller, ladies and gentlemen? They just keep getting more and more and more aggressive. But the idea is to permanently retire these grazing permits. Once again, if the cattle can't eat, we can't eat the cattle. Moving along here. Here we see from another one from the Associated Press. Payette aims to cut sheep grazing by 70%. Dateline Boise, Idaho. The Payette County, National Forest aims to protect wild bighorn sheep by reducing range land suited for domestic sheep and goat grazing by 70%. By 2013, ladies and gentlemen. This plan, in the works for years, protects 94% of bighorn sheep summer habitat. Scientists and forest officials have concluded bighorns can attract deadly lung diseases when they encounter domestic sheep. And who are these scientists that have determined this, ladies and gentlemen? Are they grant-funded? Is this more grant-funded scientific research? They say the Forest Service estimates the plan will result in 28 livestock jobs lost while recreation could increase. Moving along here we see, this is something that one of the callers earlier mentioned, EPA to crack down on farm dust. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is considering a crackdown on farm dust, so senators have signed a letter addressing their concerns on the possible regulations. The letter dated July 23rd, to the EPA states, quote, if approved, it would establish the most stringent and unparalleled regulation of dust in our nation's history, unquote. It further states, we respect efforts for a clean and healthy environment, but, and keep in mind everything before but is BS, they're not about the environment, ladies and gentlemen. These unidentified levels will be extremely burdensome for farmers and livestock producers to attain. It's impossible to farm without dust, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you turn over the soil, you're going to have dust. This is insanity. But like the caller before mentioned, the whole purpose of this is to make it impossible to grow your own crops. We talked earlier about the New Order of the Barbarians and how farming or growing your own garden, which is personal farming, would become illegal in the coming days. Well, EPA regulations can make farming illegal. Already there's a lot of things on the books with regard to fertilizers, a lot in Agenda 21, which deals with these kinds of, there's a whole chapter that deals with toxic chemicals and things like that. So farming, and of course the corporations always have the ability to buy their way out of any regulation that's put in place. As a matter of fact, most of the time it's the corporations that are actually making the regulations for the rest of us. All right, I got to take another break here. We'll continue this, and I've got a lot of other information. I want to get to the unemployment numbers before the end of the show. I think it's very, very telling. Stay with us. We got a half hour left to go. Don't go away. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I'm going to leave that article there, the article about the EPA and dust. I think we've already covered that well enough. In the interest of time, here we see from a trade publication, New Mexico Off-Highway Vehicle Alliance. Off-Highway Vehicle Alliance in New Mexico. Forest Service proposes to close over half of Santa Fe National Forest Road. See, this is the problem when you have the federal government increasingly more and more taking over more and more property, more and more land. And what the states can do, as has already been done in certain states, or a certain state, and I forget which one it was, but they are in the process of, in certain areas, using eminent domain against the federal government, because literally the federal government has swallowed up so much land that it's hindering economic development in those states. And so now we have the federal government closing down roads, removing roads. Forest Service proposes to close over half of Santa Fe National Forest roads. They say the Santa Fe National Forest finally released its draft environmental impact statement for travel management to the public today. And this is dated July 23rd. The Forest Service is proposing to close over 2,900 miles, 53% of the existing roads on the forest. Even the most vehicle-friendly alternative considered closes nearly half of the roads currently available. This will affect all motorized vehicles, cars, trucks, jeeps, motorcycles, and ATVs, which are all-terrain vehicles. It will also have a profound impact on all members of the public who use the forest, including hunters. According to the proposal, there are currently 5,458 miles of roads and trails that people are using. The Forest Service's drastic proposal reduces this to around 2,500 miles. The public has 45 days to comment, and that was dated July 23rd. Anyway, it says the Forest Service's proposal and alternatives are in the draft environmental impact statement for travel management on the Santa Fe National Forest. The full text of the draft document is on the Santa Fe National Forest Travel Management website. The end date for the 45 days comment period has not yet been established, as the deadline is based on the date the official notice is published in the Federal Register. Only those people or organizations who provide comments during this 45-day comment period will be eligible to appeal the final decision when it is released later this year. So there's a direction for those who live near the Santa Fe National Forest. Vital information. As we move along, here we see from Mike Adams at naturalnews.com, collecting rainwater, now illegal in many states as Big Brother claims ownership over our water. He says, many of our freedoms we enjoy here in the U.S. are quickly eroding as the nation transforms from the land of the free into the land of the enslaved. But what I'm about to share with you takes the assault on our freedoms to a whole new level. You may not be aware of this, but many Western states, including Utah, Washington, and Colorado, have long outlawed individuals from collecting rainwater on their own properties because, according to federal officials, that rain belongs to someone else, or state officials. Federal, state, it doesn't really matter. All of it comes from the UN, folks. It's all international when you get down to the root of the problem. Anyway, he says, as bizarre as it sounds, laws restricting property owners from diverting water that falls on their own homes and land have been on the books for quite some time in many Western states. Only recently, as droughts and renewed interest in water conservation methods have become more common, have individuals and business owners started butting heads with law enforcement over the practice of collecting rainwater for personal use. After consulting a large rainwater collection system at his new dealership to use for washing new cars, a gentleman named Miller found out that the project was actually an unlawful diversion of rainwater. Even though it makes logical conservation sense to collect rainwater for this type of use, since rain is scarce in Utah, it's still considered a violation of water rights, which apparently belong exclusively to Utah's various government bodies. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, weather modification can be used to cause droughts. Weather modification can be used to make it rain. We have oceans of water. 70% of the earth is water. If we have such a water shortage out west, as I've been hearing for years, why aren't they building pipelines and desalinization plants and desalinizing the ocean and using the water where it needs to go? This is a solution that could be implemented. And certainly right now is a time, instead of building railroads to transport people to get them out of their cars, we could actually be building pipelines that people can use for water. You see, there doesn't need to be a shortage of water out west. Water can be distributed, even as oil is distributed. Natural gas is distributed. But these people they thrive on the crises. They need the crises to facilitate the order. I wish I could had time to share more of that article. Here we see from Smart Growth News, Tucson's streetcar plan ensures greater urban mobility and smart growth. They say with the recent $63 million in federal transportation investment generating economic recovery, or TIGER, grants, supplementing the $88 million in regional transportation authority funds approved by Pima County voters in 2006, Tucson's four-mile modern streetcar project is on track for construction. The project will link core activity centers and spur economic development, writes former city councilwoman Carol West in her regular Inside Tucson business column. Quoting local streetcar champion State Democrat Representative Steve Farley, crediting good design and planning, public outreach, and joint efforts by several groups to win the TIGER grant, Farley called the prospective streetcar, quote, the catalyst that downtown has needed to turn it into an economic engine for the region, unquote. All this comes from grants. Grants come from on high. Your local communities are being built rebuilt in a sustainable manner according to the UN blueprint, and it's being done through grants. Here we see from the Denver Post, bike agenda spins cities toward UN control, Mays warns. It says Republican gubernatorial candidate Dan Mays is warning voters that Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper's policies, particularly his efforts to boost bike riding, are, quote, converting Denver into a United Nations community, unquote. He says this is all very well disguised, but it will be exposed, Mays told about 50 supporters who showed up at a campaign rally last week in Centennial. Mays said in a later interview that he once thought the mayor's efforts to promote cycling and other environmental initiatives were harmless and well-meaning. Now he realizes that that's exactly the attitude they want you to have. This is bigger than it looks on the surface, he said, and it could threaten your personal freedoms. He added, these aren't just warm, fuzzy ideas from the mayor. These are very specific strategies that are dictated to us by this United Nations program that mayors have signed on to. Keep in mind, and isn't it amazing and refreshing to see a gubernatorial candidate who knows what's going on? How much you want to bet he's not going to get elected? People in that area, in the Denver area, should support this guy. Do whatever you can to get him elected. And certainly the ballot boxes need to be watched. The controlled voting, computer voting systems need to be thrown out. But a governor who knows about Agenda 21, that would be outstanding to have. Anyway, moving along here, we have the Livable Communities Bill, ladies and gentlemen, in Congress right now. From CNSnews.com, Republicans blast Livable Communities Bill as Washington-based central planning for cities and towns. This came out just August 4th, a few days ago. The Senate Banking Committee passed the Livable Communities Act on Tuesday, moving the bill one step closer to final passage. The bill creates $4 billion in neighborhood planning grants for, quote, sustainable living projects and a new federal office to oversee them. More and more government. Similar legislation in the House has been criticized by Republicans on the House Budget Committee, who charge that the program's aim is to improve a Washington-based central planning model on localities across the country. In the Senate version, written by outgoing Chairman Senator Chris Dodd, who's completely in the pockets of the international banking cartel, The Livable Communities Act would designate $4 billion to aid local governments in planning high-density, walkable neighborhoods. High-density. So we covered the article about how the National Forest is being put off limits, roads are being removed out west and other places, and we have the Congress moving forward the Livable Communities Act to promote high-density and walkable neighborhoods, ladies and gentlemen. We're living the UN system today. They say premised on helping local governments to combat suburban sprawl and traffic congestion, the bill sets up two separate grant programs. And once again, you have the grants. One known as comprehensive planning grants would go to cities and counties to assist them in carrying out such plans to the following. Number one, coordinate land use, housing, transportation, infrastructure, planning processes across jurisdictions and agencies. And number three, and I don't know why they jumped from number one to number three, but they do. Maybe number two wasn't as relevant. I don't know. Conduct or update housing, infrastructure, transportation, energy, and environmental assessments to determine regional needs and promote sustainable development. And number five, implement local zoning and other code changes necessary to implement a comprehensive regional plan and promote sustainable development. The second grant type, Sustainability Challenge Grants, funds and local efforts to, number one, promote integrated transportation, housing, energy, and economic development activities carried out across policy and governmental jurisdictions. Number two, promote sustainable and location-efficient development. And number three, implement projects identified in a comprehensive regional plan. To administer and regulate these new grants, the bill creates the Office of Sustainable Housing and Communities. within the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The legislation is designed to prod local communities toward high-density, public transit-oriented neighborhoods that concentrate large numbers of people into small geographic areas connected by trains and bus networks. These high-density neighborhoods will become combined with high-density commercial districts. In theory, they would reduce the need for daily driving and commuting. In describing the Livable Communities Act, Dodd has said, quote, with sustainable development, our communities will cut traffic congestion, reduce greenhouse gas emissions and gasoline consumption, protect rural areas and green spaces, revitalize existing main streets and urban centers, and create more affordable housing, unquote. In his opening statement on Tuesday, Dodd said, over the past 50 years, poorly coordinated transportation, community development, and housing policies led to growth away from urban areas and rural town centers. Between 1980 and 2000, the growth of the largest 99 metro areas in the United States consumed 16 million acres of rural land, about an acre for every new household. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, there's plenty of land. There's plenty of land. If the federal government would open up the land out west to human development, certainly there would be more than enough land to grow crops, grow gardens, and to get connected with nature if that's your thing. Okay? There's plenty of there's a ton of land. You can fit the entire world population in Texas. The entire world population. I mean, we're not overpopulated today. There are certain areas that are, yes. All the more reason why we need to spread out, in my thinking. So this nonsense about, oh, we're just spreading, urban sprawl. Human beings have lived in harmony with nature since the beginning of time. And we can do it today. I don't buy it. I don't buy the crap. This is just an excuse to cram people into tight areas so that they can be controlled. And that's the bottom line. Here we see from the Department of Energy, DOE announces $30 million grant for energy-efficient housing partnerships. More of the same, ladies and gentlemen. July 20th, this is what it's dated. The U.S. Department of Energy today, on July 20th, announced 15 research and deployment partnerships to help dramatically improve the energy efficiency of American homes. These highly qualified multidisciplinary teams will receive a total of up to $30 million for the initial 18 months of the project to deliver innovative energy efficiency strategies to the residential market and address barriers to bringing high-efficiency homes within reach for all Americans. Can we be against high-efficiency homes? Of course not. But are they going to be controlling your temperature in your home like they are in Britain right now under the name of control, you know, sustainability? Well, if you're taking federal money, don't you have to adopt whatever federal programs are there, ladies and gentlemen? I got a lot more to talk about here. Here we see from Maine, Portland's new code requires greater development responsibility. And once again, we're talking about codes and code enforcement. And the communities take the federal grant money and they implement new codes. They're required to do so. That's why you need to approach your city council, educate them about these issues and why they're being instructed toward quote-unquote smart growth and sustainability. It says to encourage private investment, the Portland City Council unanimously approved a comprehensive rewrite of the development code. The rewrite would establish project submission standards, infrastructure investment benchmarks, and site plan review timeline. Quote, it's a huge change, unquote, said Councilor Cheryl Lehman, pointing out that the new rules are creating a clear and predictable process with city expectations known up front to all players. The old system, quote, is like a black box, unquote, commented Councilman John Anton. He continued by saying applicants go in and they don't know what rules they will be subject to. And keep in mind, the more we hear about transparency, the less transparent government becomes. Doesn't Obama talk a lot about transparency, ladies and gentlemen? From the Deseret News, Salt Lake officials promoting sustainability. This is July 15th. All of these are recent articles, by the way. Recent stuff. So Salt Lake City's founders envisioned a compact, self-sufficient community. Instead, the city known as the Crossroads of the West is as defined by urban sprawl as any other major metropolitan area in the region. I'm not going to read that whole article because we don't have time. Also, I encourage you to go to ICCSafe.org. That is the website of the International Code Council. These are the codes that are going to be introduced in your area if the grants continue to flow into your area. The International Code Council is at ICCSafe.org. All right, I got to take another break. When I come back, we'll knock out a quick call, and then I'm going to get into, real quickly, the financial information that we have. So stay with us. Govern America continues here on RBN.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the program. Let's go right to Utah and talk to Tom. Tom, real quickly, what's on your mind?
Well, curiously, you're referring to ICC, and two and a half years ago, I opened up a poisoning problem that is literally regulated or enforced by HUD, where they violate ICC codes, OSHA, NIOSH, and all of that, and I got 34 million people in America being poisoned, and nobody's been told about it. You know, so this is a curious interlock with this enforcement of ICC, where HUD or the federal government can spit even in the rational codes that ICC set up. I have a website called licensetokill.us.
Okay.
Or poisoning the poor. And
okay, does it tell about that on there?
Yeah. I'm actually dealing with a poisoning situation of a family, which is then translated into the poisoning situation of 34 million.
Okay.
And all of this has been kept suppressed in order to cover up the poisoning of 6 million illegals. It's a rather curious thing, and but this ICC relationship, I was listening and I said, "Oh, I got to get this one in."
Yeah.
Again, if people look at the website called licensetokill.us or poisoningthepoor.us or even hudhell.us,
okay,
it'll drag them into this issue of codes.
Yeah.
And I find
all right, well, we'll do that. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Tom. Unfortunately, I'm limited on time here. I want to get this. Folks, Timothy Geithner, I mentioned earlier, in the New York Times on August 2nd, the headline was "Welcome to the Recovery." And in the waning moments of the program, I'm not going to share what he wrote because it was all BS anyway. Here's your recovery. This is from Bloomberg. Jobless claims in U.S. unexpectedly climb to 3-month high. It says initial jobless claims jumped by 19,000 to 479,000 in the week ending July 31st. Okay, the most since April and exceeding the highest estimate of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Labor Department figures showed today, and this was just 2 days ago, the number of people receiving unemployment benefits dropped, while those getting extended payments rose. Okay, so apparently there's a lot of people that are falling off. Now, it's kind of interesting because we know that the definition of you know, the percentage, it stayed at 9.5%. And I've talked a lot about this. And the reason for that is because they changed the definition of what it means to be unemployed. If you're not actively looking for a job, they don't consider you in that percentage. So here we have yet almost another 500,000 people, ladies and gentlemen, filing initial claims for unemployment. And hey, welcome to the recovery. Welcome to the global economy, ladies and gentlemen. Mortgage rates have hit record lows. We have food stamp use at record highs. These are just recent articles. And we have food inflation. I mentioned this earlier. The Telegraph out of the UK reporting food inflation could go beyond 10% before next year. And it's probably much higher than that. Individual solutions. I appreciate all the calls. You folks are very good listeners. You're very well educated. I appreciate your directions for solutions. We got tough times ahead. Tough times are already here. But together, we can work together. We can work together and come up with actual solutions, things that we can do. And that's why I'm proud to be able to use this program for that end. All right, stay tuned for Phil Pozderek. He's up next on the network, Positively Unconstitutional. And I'll be back next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.
With recent internet